Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, this is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcast, and today I have with me a wonderful lady that I met last year, whose name is Dorsey Hill. She is a speaker and a three-time best-selling author, a radio show host herself, and she's a wellness lifestyle expert. She works with her clients to create permanent change around weight loss by establishing new habits and transforming negative energy in old unhealthy patterns, and then helps to create lasting results through simple steps and micro habits. And I'm really excited to be able to introduce you to Dorsey Hill today so that you can get the benefit of some of the tips that she'll share with us on how to stay on track for a healthy lifestyle. Dorsey, I'm so happy you could join us today. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Now, I have just used a phrase that is something that many of our listeners may not be familiar with, which is a wellness lifestyle expert. What does that mean?
Well, that's me. That's what that means. Mm-hmm. It's just simply someone who, in my terms, has made wellness on all levels a long-term lifestyle, and successfully, I might add. And it's not only with diet or eating plans, it's also with the mindset, which is what I tell a lot of people. It's the mindset to make a healthy, well-balanced lifestyle happen long-term. And that's just what I consider a wellness lifestyle expert, because that's what I've done for myself for actually well over 15 years. And that's pretty much in a nutshell. I do play in the health and wellness field. I do just bring in, I tell a lot of people that I'm realistic about it because I don't believe in what some people call crowding out, taking everything out of your, especially your diet or eating plan, because that is pretty much going to set you up for failure instead of success. And that's why I tell people I'm a realistic wellness lifestyle expert, just figuring out how to make a well-balanced lifestyle happen for you on your terms.
And I know from talking with you before, and you just mentioned this again, about 15 years, that you were able to get off all medications for 15 years. How did you do that?
Well, it was with a little bit of work, I'm not going to lie, and I was really close to about 30 years old, and all of a sudden I found myself, and I'm sure a lot of listeners are in the same boat or at one point in time, and I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then all of a sudden I was in the hospital about two different times, almost to the day, apart from each other in about a 12-month period, and so I knew I needed to make some serious changes. And what I did is sought out a naturopathic doctor who was skilled in holistic medicine, and I started on, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of the blood type diet, and that was the pivotal point for me, because in a very short period of time, it enabled me to figure out the foods that were highly beneficial, those that I really needed to avoid, and it was amazing that just changing that, changing the diet, and I also did a massive sugar cleanse And this took about, from start to finish, almost 6 months. And it was work, yes. In the end, though, it was worth every bit of effort because I was able to take out all of the, especially foods that were causing all the inflammation and what I like to say is dis-ease, because I don't believe in disease, because disease is the body at a state of imbalance of some sort. And I was able to replenish the minerals, nutrients, and recreate the natural biome in my gut and that my immune system was lacking in order to build it up to function as it was made to function. And then as a result, I was able to get off of, I had meds for reflux, I had meds for IBS, and that was one of the reasons I was in the hospital. And then the third reason was for my heart, and I was on Atenolol. And the doctors had told me that when they prescribe Atenolol for someone, they never come off of it. And that's something that you don't tell someone like me. Don't ever tell me you're never going to come off or you're never going to do something, because I'm a little stubborn. And I thought, well, I'll show you. And they did say, because it was not a life-threatening heart condition, that if I wanted to, I could see about coming off. And so I did, and was able to get off all of the medications because I really stuck to a new lifestyle plan. And of course, I have fun. I'm realistic. I have some chocolate. I have some cheesecake. And you know, you got to have a little bit of fun in your diet. I tell everyone to have some fun in the fundamentals of health. And that's what's helped me keep it a healthy lifestyle for well over 15 years. And I've had zero medication since then and haven't had any vaccines. I don't have a general practitioner anymore. And again, that was just my choice. Now, my naturopathic doctor knows me really well. And so that's what I was able to do and make it. It's such a habit now that it is just simply my day-to-day routine. And I think we're going to talk about this in a little bit, so I may be segueing early, but I put in what I call micro habits and simple steps, and I put those things into place so long ago that it's something that I don't even have to think about anymore. And that is what makes it easy for the long term.
I know that when you and I met, which I mentioned was last year at a conference, you were talking about micro habits, you were talking about chemicals, and a phrase that you wrote down was, that I wrote down, that you said was, count your chemicals, not your calories. If you wouldn't give it to your child or pet, why give it to yourself? Can you
Yes.
explain that?
Sure. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. And simply, if you wouldn't give, say for foods, for example, to your pet or your child, then why would you give it to yourself or your gut? It really is that simple. And if you don't feed something that is, or I say, excuse me, if you feed something that you think or fear is unhealthy or trash to those that you care about, then if you wouldn't feed, I'm sorry, then why on earth would you care any less for your own health and eat carelessly? And so, you know, a lot of people forget about that when you think about, you know, when you're, if you have a child, when they were an infant, or even pets. I'm an animal lover and I have four. I'm very particular with what I feed them, and I feed them holistic foods. And, you know, when you feed an infant, you don't give them, you know, pizzas and a lot of processed foods and all that kind of junk that you can't even understand, you know, and in layman's terms, a word that looks like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious that you don't even know what the heck it is. And so I remind people, think about what you ate during the holidays, and I'd be willing to bet that what your infant ate had fewer unrecognizable ingredients than what you ate. And it really is that simple. We've made it hard. It really is simple. If you count your chemicals, which makes you become aware of what you're eating, you can literally add life to your years. Because calories are easy to account for. They come and go depending on what we eat. We can easily account for those, take them out, add them in as needed. It's the chemicals in those calories that stay for the long term and cause permanent damage, constant inflammation, and those are things obviously of greater concern for your long-term health. And it really is true that you are what you eat. So when you start to become mindful of what you're consuming, then your liver and your gut will reward you with many more healthy, well-balanced years. And I know a lot of people say, well, I don't even know what to look for. I don't even know where to start. And it really is just looking at your labels when you're out shopping. And even if you don't know what it is when you're first starting out, if you don't understand it, it's probably not a bad idea to just put it down until you know what the heck it is.
You know, my husband and I are vegetarian for the most part, and we had been eating the Morningstar soy patties and soy crumbles, and then one day I looked at the box and I realized that it was just really filled with chemicals. It's not necessarily healthy, even though you would think it's healthy.
You know, and that's the sad thing, and that's what I love to talk to people about, especially reading your labels. And just because it says natural doesn't necessarily mean that it's as healthy for you as you should be looking for, because the natural organic industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. So of course they're going to try and change the labels, or, you know, that's why you have to be really careful, because a lot of them look natural and they'll put it in the organic natural section and they're going that direction. It's just when you really look at what's in it, you'd be better off sometimes. I can't believe I'm going to say this. There are some things that sometimes you would just be better off eating the other naughty instead of some of the natural. So that's why it really is important to read the labels and understand, when you're starting out, just some of the main chemicals that are some of the bigger ones to avoid. And I don't know if you're familiar with EWG, that there's a site online and you can go to EWG.com, and it's Environmental Working Group, and they will tell you every single chemical. They're unbiased, and it will tell you if it's a carcinogen, if it's an inflammatory, if you should completely avoid it in foods, body products, whatever. So that's a really easy, quick place to go and start figuring out some of the big bad boys, as it were, to keep out of your diet and off of you.
I understand that you've identified three concepts you call yield signs. What is a yield sign as it relates to your health?
Well, it's just simply something that I came up with to combat the overwhelm and misinformation around health and wellness, and it should make you stop, drop, and roll. And what I mean by that is stop picking up that prepackaged box of food, drop it back on the shelf, and roll the buggy to the natural organic section. And so it's signs that make you reconsider your daily choices in food, cosmetics, body products, cleaning products, really anything that can be absorbed, inhaled, or consumed should be put to the yield test. And again, when I talk to people, whether I'm talking to individual clients or speaking on a stage, it's all the same thing. You know, there is so much information out there. It can be overwhelming, yet honestly, it is simple. Just get back to, you know, kind of the way that I grew up. If you can recognize it, then eat it. If you're not sure, until you have the time to do a little, I tell people too, Google is your friend. You can find a lot of stuff on Google real quickly to determine what's good, what's not good. And the fun thing is nowadays is they have so many really awesome apps that you can put on your phone and scan packages, SKU numbers at the stores, and it'll tell you what's in it, if it's good for you, you know, all sorts of information. So they really have done a lot that can help you while you're shopping, while you're trying to develop a healthier lifestyle and eating plan. And again, it's just something to make you say, okay, you know, like a yield sign would make you slow down. It's just something to say, okay, wait a minute, let me stop, reevaluate. Is this truly going to be the best product, food, application for my body, whether it's externally or internally?
And are there specific yield signs that we should be paying attention to besides the stop, drop, and roll?
Well, yes, I'm glad you asked. Yes, my first yield sign. Again, I like to keep things fun. I like to keep it easy. And the first one, I always tell everybody, this is a doozy. So, Pat, are you ready? This is a good one. Okay. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. There's no one diet pill or workout plan that's going to work for everything that you feel is out of balance. And that's the thing that really gets me upset is you'll see some new eating plan or some new supplement or new diet pill or something, and it makes it seem like across the board this is the end all be all to everything that you have, that you think you have going wrong with your life and diet and exercise eating plan. And sadly, it's not going to work for everybody. The same plan will never work. It might work great for your mom, your girlfriend, your neighbor, and it's not going to be as effective for you. So what I tell people, it really is. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Again, that's another just stop for a second. And to really be effective, you need to consider what it is you want to rebalance in your health, wellness, whatever. What are you willing to do right now? What have you done in the past? And what are you willing to do for the future? So simply, even if you've never gone to the gym, I'm not a gym type of person, all right? So why would I think that adding that in for the long term is going to be sustainable? It's just not. I have wasted so much money on gym memberships that I could have spent on other movement modalities that would have given me better results long term that I would stick with. And there's something I'm sure, some of your folks, and maybe you have not even heard or been told, is that for some people, some blood types, that type of exercise in particular, say the CrossFit or the high intensity, and I'm not dogging that at all. It is perfect. It's fantastic. There's just some people that that type of aggressive exercise actually causes more damage and inflammation. And a lot of people don't know that. And sometimes I'll see people at the gym and I'm thinking, when I used to go and I thought, wow, you'd see this person all the time and yet they never seem to progress past a certain point. They've sort of plateaued. And it makes sense once I really started to do my own research and discover, okay, I get that. So sometimes you're causing more damage, more inflammation. So when you discover your body type and your traits, what you have done, will do in the future, you'll be able to develop a plan of wellness that really works for you like a charm, and it's not the thing that's going to be good for everybody across the board.
So it sounds like the first yield sign is, if it sounds like it's too good to be true, it is.
Yes.
It reminds me of the headlines that I see when I am at the cash register that say, "Lose 10 pounds in 14 hours by eating the foods that you love." And you think,
Yes.
what part of that is not going to work?
Well, again, I do talk about keeping fun in the fundamentals of health, and I don't believe in crowding out completely. When you're first starting something, yes, I had to also take things out for a period of time to do a priming or a resetting of my system, especially of my gut biome, my gut system. And so, yes, you are going to be able to have some things in your diet. A lot of it is moderation. Now, I'm not talking, I love chocolate and cheesecake. I say that all the time. I don't have chocolate and cheesecake every day. Of course, that would be fantastic. I just cannot tolerate it every single day. And so, yes, you can have foods that you love. There are also ways to change up those foods and make them healthier and still taste as good, if not better, without all the harmful ingredients. Yeah, you got to play a little bit. You might have to do a little bit of work. You know what, though? It's worth it in the long run when your gut is happy. That again will add years to your life and give you years in your life. And I think that's what everyone really strives for. No one gets to the end of their life wishing they had more money. It's always better health and more time. So if we can do something now by, if it sounds too good to be true, stop a minute, reevaluate what's best for you, then that is the best way to add years to your life.
Before we continue with the show, I want to ask you listeners a few questions. Do you struggle with getting fit? Does the bag of chocolate in the cabinet call to you? Does the ice cream have a little signal that has your name beaming from the freezer? Would you rather eat an Oreo than a carrot? Does the idea of going to the gym for getting fit seem less interesting than watching a movie? If you answer yes to these questions, you are singing my song. I interviewed Mike Schatzky to talk with him about how a middle-aged, overweight male was able to get into shape. His story may surprise you. I think it will inspire you. The program is called Couch Potatoes, Secrets of Getting Fit. We have the audio recording and transcript for you at lnc.tips/couch. And as always, offer you a 25% discount if you use the code LISTENED in the coupon box during checkout. That link again is http://lnc.tips/couch. Let me return to the show now. Tell us about the second yield sign.
All right, that one is where you have to make a decision what you're wanting, what your goal or wanting to achieve is. And that is it a quick fix or is it a lifestyle change? Because they're very different. And a lot of what you see on the market is out for a quick fix because they don't give you the steps to make something successful beyond the 14 days, the 30 days, or whatever it is. So you really have to ask yourself, what am I looking to achieve? Is it a quick change for a temporary time frame? You have an event or something. I mean, a lot of people do that. They want to do a quick change for a very short period of time, you know, a wedding, a reunion, whatever the case may be. Or if it's a long-term change to where you can start living your healthiest version of you. On, if you do a vision board, a lot of people do vision boards and they have travel and they have, you know, all this beautiful stuff. They have these beautiful pictures. Well, you can't do that if you want a quick fix. Those types of things where it's building a legacy in your business, it's building a legacy to leave to your children, or just a legacy with your family, in terms of your family, you can't do that unless you create a lifestyle change. You know, nothing great happens without some work. You have to put work into everything. And, you know, I personally didn't gain all the weight that I did years ago in, say, like the last 30 days. You know, I tell people, you didn't gain those 30, 50, 100 pounds in 30 days. So be prepared for it to take a little bit of time to really reset and have your best life become fruition for you. You know, it can become a reality. And a lot of people, though, don't realize, and this is where they want that quick fix, is over the age of 30, obviously our metabolism starts to change, our digestive enzymes start to decrease, and it can take up to a year to lose, say, like those last 10 pounds and keep it off. And some people go, oh my gosh, I tell you what, a year goes by. I mean, can you believe we're already in 2018? Oh my goodness, It just flew. Where did 2017 go? And so, you know, it will be here before you know it. So you just have to reevaluate, do I want something for temporary, or am I really looking to create the greatest change, which is for my highest and greatest good? And that is my second yield sign to, again, just make you stop and reevaluate and become mindful of what it is that is really in your best interest, your best health interest.
Tell us about the third sign.
That one is most important because, again, it goes back to what we talked about a little bit earlier about your chemicals, and that is it chemical or is it natural? And I know I said a little bit about, you know, the multi-billion dollar industry that is the organic natural. There are some things that will say natural, and it really isn't. And so, again, you have to pay attention to your labels. And I do like to tell people, one of my favorite things to say is, God made dirt so it can't hurt until man puts crap in it. And then, Houston, we have a problem. Mm-hmm. And so it really is vital to distinguish between the two so that you can develop long-term whole body wellness. And you know, the liver is the most fantastic detox organ that we have. Until we eat a lot of these foods that are processed, that have a lot of these additional chemicals that are in there, and that unfortunately disrupts the natural detox process. And when that happens in layman's terms, the liver just becomes bogged down, and what it does is sends what I call the biological gunk, the sludge, to various parts of the body to store it. Say, for example, my thighs. And then after a while, it sends more of that junk in my other thigh, and it encapsulates it in fat, and it creates this whole, what I like to comically call a cellulite subdivision that nobody wants to reside in for very long. You know, the 90210, that is not, you know. And so by choosing foods in particular that have ingredients, for one, you can pronounce and understand what the heck they are, you're giving your liver the chance to do what it needs to do to provide you, one, sustainable energy so that you feel better, so that you can do better, and then also get rid of your waste effectively. And, you know, keeping it clean, definitely your diet, whatever you put in your body and on your body, helps your liver keep you lean. So keeping it clean will definitely keep you lean, is what I like to say as well.
Mm-hmm. These are all important concepts, Dorsey. I'm going on a cruise in 17 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you know, it's so tempting to eat and overeat and sit around the table and order dessert because everybody else has ordered dessert.
Yes, it is. You know what, though? My husband and I are cruisers as well. And do you know, I literally was in the middle of that heavy-duty yeast sugar cleanse. And we took a cruise, and everyone thought, they said, oh, my gosh, you are crazy. And I said, I am Miss Stubborn Pants. And I said, I am going to keep up with this. And do you know I was able to? Because they have so many options on the boat. And I might have had a few little things. What I started to notice was when I made that lifestyle change and cleared out a lot of the chemicals and the inflammatory foods, I didn't even crave a lot of those really naughty. And the nice thing for me was after I got it out, it was out of my diet for a good long period of time. When I was on the boat, I might have had, now this is really cool the way they do it, you know, a lot of their dessert sections beyond the main dining rooms, you know, they're smaller portions. And so you can't have a little piece instead of a large piece of pie or cake or whatever. And a little piece with a bite or two was more than sufficient. And do you know, Pat, on that cruise, I actually lost weight instead of gaining it. So you can do it. It's possible.
I think that that must have established a record, Dorsey.
Probably did. You know, I am one of those when I first started doing this, and I realized not everyone is like this, and that is okay. My nutritionist that I worked personally with said, say, for example, there were 10 things, and she said, okay, you need to get these things out of your diet. I was just at a point to where I was so sick and tired of being sick and tired. I came home and literally took all of those things out of my pantry, out of my refrigerator, and I get that that's a huge change, and not everyone is going to be able to do that. So again, that's why we talked, and it's so important to determine if you want a quick fix or lifestyle and how willing you are to make it happen. I was just willing to make it happen, so I'm one of those that, you know, I'm a, okay, let's go do this now kind of person. So yes, it can be done. It definitely, and I do like how a lot of the cruise ships now with their gym areas, they're also doing weight loss challenges, even detox cleanses and things like that, to where if you want to be very mindful of what you're doing, or if you just started one, don't be you know, don't get into a place of distraught. They will be able to help you maintain that. They do walking competitions and all kinds of things. So it's really amazing how even the vacation industry is realizing that, yes, people want to go on vacation, and some yes, want to just go crazy and just go bananas with everything, and some still want to maintain. And so you're met on every level, which I think is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You used a phrase when we were starting about simple steps and micro habits, and I'm intrigued by that. Can you explain that?
Yes. You know, a micro habit for me is literally just a very simple step that you're willing to put into place every day that eventually turns into a lifestyle. So let's face it, you know, we were just talking about how I said with my nutritionist, she said, get these things out of your diet. And she even said, okay, look, I know this is a lot, so if you have to, and like most people will, you know, take one thing out, say a week or so, and then a week later add another thing, so you're compounding. And that's really what it is. Because how many people are going to take 10 steps or 10 food items and put all that into action one day where you get it all out? You know, very few. I get that. So if you can just take one little thing, and whatever it is for you, and that's what I help people develop, is what are your goals? What do you want to achieve? Let's write down the things that are the best for you, maybe some things that aren't so good. What are you willing to put into place today? Continue that tomorrow and Friday, even do it on the weekends. And next thing you know, it's by taking those little steps slowly over time, all of a sudden, that new vision that you see that when we talk we've created, you've now lived with greater ease, less stress, and you have long-term success. Because it is literally the start that stops most people, because they just don't know where to start. So instead of thinking, oh my gosh, I have all this stuff that I have to do or get out, no, you don't. You have one little thing you've got to worry about today, maybe one little piece of movement to add in. Just do that and be happy with yourself, celebrate it, and the next day we'll add something else in. And next thing you know, those micro habits just created an entirely new sustainable lifestyle.
Our half hour has flown by, Dorsey. How can our listeners find out about you?
Well, I'm so upset, dadgummit. We were having so much fun. So let's continue the fun. Come see me on my website. There's a place where you can schedule some time to chat or see what I have going on, and that is at dorseyhillglobal.com, and Dorsey is D as in David, O-R-C as in Kathy, I-H-I-L-L, and then global, G-L-O-B-A-L.com, dorseyhillglobal.com. And I have a radio show as well. They can listen in weekly every Thursday, and that is on Vinyl Draft Radio. And draft is the old English version of draft, which is D-R-A-U-G-H-T. It looks like draught. And it's actually Draft, Vinyl Draft Radio. And you can find that on the web or on Facebook.
Thank you, Dorsey. I appreciate you being on the show and sharing your expertise. And as soon as we hang up, I'm going to be making my lunch, which will be a salad with arugula and peppers and tomatoes and all those healthy ingredients. And none of the chemicals.
Oh, that sounds really good. Good. Yay! Well, thank you so much, Pat. This was an absolute blast, and thanks to all the listeners. I hope you had a lot of fun and got some great little nuggets, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Dorsey, and thank you for you listening to this show and sharing your comments. We love having the feedback that we're getting about how this program is helping you with your business, with your life, and stay tuned. We'll have a new show next week. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, The LNCacademy.com is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at LNCacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.